This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. A Winthrop man in his 80s is the first reported COVID-19 death in Massachusetts. It's a sobering milestone as the state continues efforts to slow the spread of the coronavirus. Those efforts still will not include a statewide lockdown, as Connecticut and New York are doing. Joining us now with the latest is WBUR's Martha Biebinger. Martha, let's start with the reported case numbers. The state says there are now 413 cases. That's up 328 from yesterday. 58 confirmed patients with COVID-19 in hospitals. Is this the expected rate of increase?
Well, Lisa, we're going to see a substantial increase for the time being on a fairly nearly daily basis for two reasons. One is because the virus is spreading, and the second is because testing is on the rise. We know, though, that these numbers do not yet give us the full real-time picture.
So are the suspected cases in hospitals a lot higher?
The suspected cases are higher. I'll give you a little snapshot. So across the Beth Israel Lahey Health System, they have 257 suspected cases. So the tests are not yet back, or they haven't confirmed with the doctors and the patients yet. At Mass General, it's 122 suspected cases. At Tufts, 15. Boston Medical Center, 66. UMass Memorial has 76. And across all of those hospitals, at least 60 patients are in intensive care.
The hospitals themselves, I know they're worried about capacity. Are they getting close to being filled to capacity? And do we know anything yet on the average length of stay for patients?
Well, hospitals freed up a lot of capacity this week. You've probably heard the notices about postponing elective surgery and tests and visits and such. So no, they're not at capacity now. But Harvard epidemiologist Dr. Mark Lipsitch says it looks like COVID-19 patients who need ICU-level care spend more time there than might be expected.
So it's not just the number of people, but it's the duration for each person. And based on the limited data that I've been able to look at from China, it looks as though people stay in intensive care really for quite a long time, typically with this disease.
So if we do get to the point where we need some overflow space for patients, the Baker administration is looking at some options. It has also loosened some of the rules so that retiring doctors can return to the workforce if they choose, and physician assistants will have a broader range of responsibilities. So it's trying to boost the workforce as well.
With the cases and hospitalizations on the rise then, a lot of people are wondering if Governor Baker is going to impose a lockdown. He spoke today. He said no, he's not. What else did he say?
Well, he was very firm in dispelling that rumor. The governor says the information he's receiving shows that patients are staying home. They're sort of heeding that guidance, you know, without it being a warning. And he thinks that that's sufficient for now.
I'm going to take the steps that we take based on the guidance and the advice I get from the medical professionals and the public health professionals and the advisory board that the command center has established. I'm not going to do it just because somebody else did it.
Now, Lisa, that said, there are some retirement communities in Massachusetts that are moving into lockdown, meaning no one in, no one out. And so some facilities are going ahead to do what they think is required at this time.
The state is looking to increase relief for small businesses by $10 million. Governor Baker and Boston's Mayor Marty Walsh are promising that nobody will be evicted for the time being. The state is sending $200 million, a sort of advance payment, to community health centers and other Medicaid providers. How much will that help keep community health centers open?
Well, that's the question. We saw in a letter from the community health centers to the governor that they say they need substantial relief in order to avoid partial or complete collapse for some of the centers. They're very in desperate need in particular right now for personal protective equipment. They may have less of it even than some of the hospitals. So there's a way that the public can help with that, though. And Public Health Commissioner Monica Burrell said today, if you have mild symptoms, she stressed to stay home. Don't go to the emergency room or a health center unless you have had an assessment first with your doctor, because you don't want to risk additional infection for yourself or for others, and certainly not for our doctors and nurses who we need to keep healthy and safe right now.
WBR's Martha Biebinger. Thank you, Martha.
Thank you, Lisa.